And I'm at Torrey Pines. You know I'm going to look for this guy. He is a PGA Tour pro. He is a friend of this program. He is a four-time winner on tour, five top 25s last season, a national champion at UNLV, the pride of Poway, Charlie Hoffman is my guest. Charlie, it's great to have you back. How are you?
Always a pleasure to be on the show. Looking forward to it every year, and can't wait.
I appreciate you. All right, we have lots to get covered, or lots to talk about and cover, but how you doing? How's life? How are things?
Everything's great. Golf could always be a little bit better, but family is great. Got two daughters, 9 and 6, and going to school. Dropped them off this morning. Home game for me. So I'm playing dad and professional golfer all on the same day.
That's a good day, actually,
yeah,
right?
It is.
So what's it like being a dad? What are the girls like?
They like everything, riding horses. Couldn't pick a more expensive sport to do, so
oh, yeah,
they found some horses to ride, and playing a little bit of golf, playing, going dance classes, soccer, doing everything a 9 and 6 year old will be doing.
Good for you. Charlie Hoffman is my guest. Now, I had Pat Perez on earlier, and we were talking about what it's like for him when he comes back to Torrey. What's it like for you?
Yeah, you know what? This is, I mean, so many memories. We were talking earlier that this golf course has changed throughout the years. I mean, it was always a great golf course, but since the USGA and the US Opens have started coming here, this golf course has turned into a beast, and it's hard. The home field advantage is an advantage, but it's two completely different golf courses than Pat and I grew up playing on.
All right, so be specific. Like, for those who have never played on this course, and even if you have, to your point, it's changing. How would you describe it right now and the experience of playing it right now?
You know what? I grew up playing this golf course, and it was a muni, and it was rough and rugged, but it was a cool place, great views. Now it's a world-class facility. The golf course is in perfect shape. They limit rounds a little bit. Got a great superintendent. I played out here about a month ago, and I'd never seen it in better shape. It's a world-class spot. If you're ever in San Diego, you need to come check it out. I mean, the views are unreal over Torrey Pines State Beach. The North Course is a world-class golf course. They redid that about 4 years ago. South Course is getting ready for the U.S. Open next year and the Farmers this week. I mean, it's a great place to play golf.
And it's a beautiful day. It's a perfect day. Charlie Hoffman joins me here at Torrey Pines. I had Tony Finau on, and he talked about how tricky it can be to putt on these greens. What do you make of them?
Yeah, Poena greens are probably the trickiest surfaces if they get some moisture in them because of footprints and all, everybody walking around them. But if the weather's good, the sun's out, and they're dry, they're some of the best surfaces you can putt on and play on. So depending on weather, we'll see. A little sprinkle yesterday, but I think the sun's supposed to be out maybe the rest of the week, and I think you'll see some good surfaces, and I think you guys making some birdies. But this golf course, everybody knows, par's a good score around it.
No doubt. Now, you're coming off the American Express, where maybe you didn't have the first round that you would have liked, but you followed that up with a second round 63, a third round 69. What was your biggest takeaway from that tournament?
Yeah, you know what? It's been a slow start to the year for me. Whenever I play good, I make putts, and I started to make putts that second round out there, and I got some momentum going, starting to hit a little bit better. So, you know what? I'm 43. I got to pick and choose the weeks I can play, and this is one of my favorite out here, the Farmers Invitational, and I'm looking forward to this week. A lot of momentum from that second round. Obviously, didn't finish off quite the way I want to, but I'm feeling good. Body's feeling good. This day and age, if the body feels good, I usually can play pretty good. So I'm feeling great.
That's the thing. Now, maybe you didn't finish the way you wanted to, but there were some really good things in between. You had a hole-in-one on number 12 at the QBE shootout back in December. Let me go back to that for a minute. That certainly was not your first hole-in-one, but how good did that one feel?
You know, QBE shootout's a great event. It's a team event. Kevin Kisner and I went out and played. It's one of those events that you hang out with the guys. You may have a couple cocktails, have a few dinners at night. It was not too serious. You got a partner to lean on if you hit one out of play. And I was able to knock one in the hole there. And obviously, I unfortunately had to buy drinks that night. So in an event where it's a little more relaxed, it's a little more expensive when you have to buy those drinks.
What's that like? That's got to be fun, though, right?
Sitting at the bar at the Ritz in Naples, having a few cocktails after the round. Usually, you have to shine it off and you go hide in your room. But that night, we could partake a little bit.
So what about that shot? Watching that shot, it looked like you liked the shot, but did you think it was a hole-in-one, or did that surprise you?
It's right. Well, you can't tell on TV. You can't see the hole, where the ball in the hole from the tee. So I hit it where I wanted to, but it landed and it kept trickling. I was already walking back to the bag, and then the fans in the background go, it started going crazy, and obviously everybody's like, it must have gone in the hole. So obviously sort of a weird feeling because you didn't watch it go in. You thought you hit a good shot, but never really thought it was going to go in the hole.
Charlie Hoffman is joining me here at Torrey Pines. Now, you and your wife, Stacy, are active in your foundation, which I want to get to in a minute, but we talked about your daughters. What's it like when you're trying to raise a family? How do you balance life on tour with raising two young daughters?
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, as I tell, when I first got out here, I was a single guy who hung out with the single guys. And then you're married, and you hang out with the married guys, and then you get come out here and you have kids, and the kids travel with you. It's awesome. It's a traveling circus. You hang out with the families that have kids around the same age. They have a great daycare system out here on the PGA Tour. And for the first 5-6 years of their lives. They travel virtually every week with Stacy and I out here. And now that they're in school here in San Diego, they go to school more often than travel. But we still yank them out a little bit, like last week, and they were able to come up on Friday afternoon and hang out with me on the weekend.
Good for you.
Yeah,
I'm glad you do that, right? Like the schools where my kids go to school, they're not having any of that. You can't yank them out of school for anything at all. And like, I get that. I respect that. I'm not pushing back on that. But how much fun is it when you can get them to come on tour with you those few times?
Well, I mean, as much as I travel to get to know them and raise them, they have to come with me. And that's right now, to Stacy and I, that's more important than, I wouldn't say education is very important to our family, but we do the homework, as we tell the teachers when we leave. We do the homework on the road, which is sometimes a challenge. I go out and play golf, and coming home, and wife says they're not doing their homework, and then I got to lay the law sometimes, but not really. But
right,
but it's great. I love them being on the road. Some people like the quiet. I actually encourage the chaos that they bring. It sort of relaxes me a little bit.
Charlie Hoffman joining us. Now, you and I have talked about this in the past, but hey, listen, you're as competitive now as you've ever been. I mean, fact. I mean, you're still looking to put the pedal to the metal every time you step on the course, but as you get older and you get this perspective and there are other things going on, can you process each round a little bit differently when it's over? In other words, can you detach from it quickly, or do certain shots still linger with you the way they always have?
I think you'll never lose that lingering, because that's sort of what drives you. You learn from your mistakes, so on and so forth. But having the family out here, you do let it go a little bit quicker and faster. But, I mean, playing with guys like you had on Tony Finau and Xander Schauffele, these guys kill it. They're good. But, I mean, I was talking about when I turned pro 20 years ago, I was that kid also that killed it. But you got to learn how to play the golf course a little bit differently nowadays. You got to be a little more strategic in how you play, and you can't make as many mistakes. And you got to be mentally stronger than these kids.
All right, so now you are involved in other aspects of the game, too. You're part of the Player Advisory Council. You were selected as one of three candidates to run for PAC chairman. How do you approach your role on the council?
Yeah, you know what? Last 3 years, I was on the board of the PGA Tour to sort of make the ideas, see how it's run, work directly with the player directors and the other directors on the board. You got Randall Stevens from AT&T. You got Mary Meeker. You got some big wigs in the business world, obviously Jay Monahan. It's a great group to be with, to see the direction, the future of the tour, which is amazing. We got TV contracts coming up in 21, which are in process of getting done. It's a good spot to be another young kid on the PGA Tour, because their future is looking bright with the amount of money that's going to be coming into the PGA Tour for sure.
All right, so aside from the one or two things you just mentioned, what are the biggest issues in your mind affecting the tour right now?
You know, we're hitting them. I think on the media side, slow play has sort of been an issue for us, but we have a new way of assessing it rolling out here in March after the Masters. Are going to hopefully single out a few people that have historically been slow and clean that up for TV, because the reality is this is an exhibition. We're a show. We're putting on a show for people, and if our product's no good on TV, we're not going to be making any money. So we're trying to put the best show we can on, and that includes playing fast and doing what everybody else is encouraged to do.
You nailed that. It's a show. It's everything is.
Yes.
It's always a show. What about that new policy? Do you like it, and do the players, what's their response been?
Yeah, I think everybody knows that we need to do something about it. When the players start calling each other out, that's not what we need to be doing. We need to figure out internally how to make it better. And only time will tell. As anything, we'll probably make some tweaks and changes to it to make it sure it's great. But we hadn't changed our system in a bunch of years, so it was time to make a change.
We're spending a few more moments with Charlie Hoffman. We are here at the Farmers Insurance Open. Now, you're one of a number of golfers who have deals with CBD manufacturers.
Yes.
How much has that helped you on the course and off it?
Yeah, it's CBD. I'm with Metterra. And you know, where I've noticed it the most is traveling, as much as I do. They have a morning pill that you can have. It has a little natural caffeine and then takes some inflammation out. And then in the evening, they have another pill with CBD in it. It has melatonin to help you sleep a little bit better. So all natural products going into your body. Obviously, of the THC in the CBD, purely CBD. I mean, it's life-changing for a lot of people.
I was going to say, is it a game changer?
I think so. I mean, a lot of those other drugs aren't very good for your liver. There's not been a ton of studies on all this, but initially it's all natural and very, very good for your body. And I take it on a regular basis. They have some creams you can run on, like your back if it's going bad, like a Bengay cream or a roll-on. They're amazing products. They infuse their CBD with other products that are proven, and it's an awesome.
Is there any hangover effect in the morning?
Zero hangover. I've never had any sort of I've had a hangover before, and there's no hangover from CBD.
You know what a hangover is.
Yes.
Charlie Hoffman is my guest. Now, you posted a video on Instagram back in November, and you were working with Halo Sport. For those who do not know, what exactly is that, and what kind of an impact has that had?
Yeah, the Halo Sport is a neurological headphone that stimulates your brain, and it helps you focus better, and it fires the neurons in your brain. So I've seen a direct effect of being able to concentrate a little bit better and also gain some speed with driver, just because it makes your fast twitch muscles twitch faster and fire all at the same time. So it's a great product I use on a regular basis, and it works for after you get stimulated. It works for about an hour. It's not going to work for 4 hours during a round, but I use it during a workout routine. If you're trying to bench press more or work, do some maxes, it will help you stimulate those neurons to focus better, is what it comes down to.
So I want to go back to something you said a few moments ago when you were talking about the younger guys. You said, I got to be mentally tougher than these younger guys who are coming up. I've always been fascinated by that concept of mental toughness. How do you increase mental toughness? What do you do to make that muscle stronger?
Yeah, you just can't make the mistakes. Say, you don't want to get rid of being aggressive, because being aggressive is very important on the PGA Tour making birdies. But you got to make, if the pin's back, you can't miss the green long. If the pin's left, you can't miss it left and short-sighted. You just got to strategically go around the golf course stronger than anybody else, not make those mistakes. If you're out of position, get back in position. And that's sort of where the mental side comes into play for me.
We're talking to Charlie Hoffman for a few more moments. I want to ask you about your foundation. You and the foundation are hosting a book drive in San Diego in the area right now. How did the idea for that first come about, and how can people get involved?
Yeah, you know what? My wife came up with this book drive. Obviously, we have two young kids, and we know that in this world that not everybody has books, and we're lucky enough live in an affluent area in San Diego that where you can donate some books. You can be anywhere in San Diego. But we got some good drop-offs all around San Diego. You can go to charliehoffman.com or my Charlie Hoffman Foundation on Instagram and sort of check out where it is. But we had a great event Sunday night at the Belly Up. Pat Perez was up there being Pat Perez. We raised a bunch of money that night, and then we had a golf tournament on Monday. We had some celebrities out there, but Pat Perez dropped about a good chunk of change on some jerseys. David Wells donated three jerseys, and he was there also. Wellesley was there. All New York Yankee perfect game jerseys. So it had Cones, Wells, and Larson's jerseys. And obviously you're not getting Larson's anymore, so it was a really cool product that Wells put together. And Perez actually dropped some of that money and helped out San Diego Junior Golf, which he grew up playing also.
Can I say, he was actually very proud of that. He showed me the pictures of the jerseys. He's got them in the phone. He loved it. So when you say Pat Perez was doing Pat Perez things, other than drinking and writing big checks, what are Pat Perez things?
There may or may not have been a few F-bombs dropped. May have not been a few shots of tequila down.
Dropped, right?
Yeah. But no, Pat's a great friend. I've known him since I was 8 years old. Great to have him part of my foundation, coming out there and helping. He has great roots here in San Diego, and he's a great friend.
He is a great dude, a really good player, big heart. What about David Wells? Now, one of my favorite guys back in the day to talk to and to watch play. We've tried to run him down for the podcast. I've not run to him for a while. How's he doing? What's it like being around him?
Wells, he's doing awesome. He lives up the road in Fairbanks here, and you know, he loves playing golf. He just played that Diamond Resort on the LPGA Tour last week, and he's a golf nut. And
how's his stick?
I think he's okay. I've actually never played with him, but I've met him. He's come to my foundation event for a bunch of years, just supporting a San Diego kid, because he grew up in OB down the road, and the San Diego kids support the San Diego kids, and it's great to see.
Isn't that great? David Wells is an OB guy. I love that, because of course he is,
yes.
Right? Who else came to the event before you go?
Obviously everybody that played in the event, but celebrity-wise, Eric Weddle came, brought a Rams jersey,
yeah,
obviously.
He is so great. Isn't Weddle the best?
He is one of the best, all-time classiest people in all of professional sports, especially the NFL. I mean, he's a community, gives back, and gives his heart out. I mean, the amount of many years he's taken a beating back there in the backfield, I mean,
At his size.
I mean, but he just had some knee surgery, so I think I think in his heart wants to come back, but I probably think he's done. But he's a great friend, and James Shields, big game James, was there. I know I'm missing a couple guys, but you know, it was great to be supported by the San Diego guys in all the community.
The pride of Poway. What's it like living in Poway? That is a great place.
City in the country, Poway, yeah. I've upgraded a little bit to Rancho Santa Fe now, but Poway where my roots at.
Rancho Santa Fe is as good as it gets. All right, so finally, what about playing at UNLV? Got a few seconds. What was that like? When you think back, what were those times like?
The best times in the world. When you go to college to have fun. I played a little bit of golf in between, and Vegas is a pretty fun town. You know, you can't get into too much trouble when you're under 21. But guess what? We had a lot of fun.
He is a PGA Tour pro, a four-time winner on tour, 5 top 25s last season. He is Charlie Hoffman. Charlie, I so appreciate the visit. It's obviously, you're one of the first guys I look for when I come here every year, and it's so good to have you back on. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me, as always.
Good luck. Charlie Hoffman.